This is a dictation for Mr. Jeffrey Knight. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-K-N-I-G-H-T. Jeffrey Knight. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Apparently, the patient has been suffering from a severe pain in the neck and also both knees and the right foot. Scale of 1 to 10, they are between 8 and 9. The patient was relating it to a tumor that was removed from his neck and Hodgkin's lymphoma, leading to this kind of pain since the surgery. He underwent two surgeries for the neck, and the patient believes that there is a fluid build inside the spinal cord causing his issues. He never had a radiculopathy and no involvement of the finger, no mid-back, lower-back pain. He has suffered from some occasional headaches, and he can walk reasonably good. His issues, his as previously, and all the records were at St. Grace, Harper, Hospital, and DMC for previous surgeries. The patient has been using pain medications to relieve his pain. However, nobody knows his pathology. An MRI was ordered on 11-23-2021 in his initial visit. The MRI has been brought in today. And the patient reports that pain level remains 6 to 9 with 80% relief pain. And the patient reports that his ADLs that are affected at this time is general activity and enjoyment of life 10, while walking ability and work is affected 8, is affected 7, sleep is affected 6. In the system review is all completely negative. Please use the template and please put everything no. From neurology and psych, please pain and numbness and GI, GU, respiratory and additional issues. Please put all of them no and no. And in the last 1 month, the pain level remains the same. No changes in the medical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is not substance abuse. Patient is using marijuana for pain relief. Compliance, the patient reports compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 142 over 101. Pulse, aux is 100. Pulse is 79. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 12-21-2021, dictation number 1223-031 along diagnosis. None of care. The MRI was available today from Detroit Medical Center. It reports that the patient has a spinal canal stenosis at C3-4 with mild neural foramina stenosis bilaterally due to a disc herniation eccentric to the right and uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. And at C4, there is a mild spinal canal stenosis with moderate right and severe left neural foramina stenosis due to a posterior osteophyte complex uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. In the C5-6, the mild spinal canal stenosis with moderate neural foramina stenosis, bilaterally posterior disc osteophyte complex and uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. At C7 and T1, the mild neural foramina stenosis due to facet joint arthropathy. He has a chronic sequela of panniculitis and a superficial subcutaneous dorsal cervical fat is observed. However, the cervical spinal cord is normal. In the six spine is completely normal. In lumbar spine, patient has a mild neural foramina stenosis bilaterally due to disc bulging at L4, L5. And patient has moderate neural foramina stenosis bilaterally due to posterior disc osteophyte complex and disc space narrowing at L5, S1. This information was reviewed to the patient and he has been informed that he will benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injections as well as injections of cervical epidural steroid injections that will help him relieve the pain and avoid the surgery and decrease the need for pain medication. The patient understands this procedure, has been given the options, surgery options have been provided. The patient will discuss with his family and his wife and he will let us know within a week time how to move forward. If the patient is not undergoing any procedures, we will then believe that his pain level is not what he is describing, and he'll be considered a discharge to be referred back to his family physician to continue his treatment. Thank you.